When Astroland opened in 1962, it represented the future of amusement theme parks, boasting state-of-the-art rides and attractions operating with an outer space theme. The park is a fixture on the Coney Island boardwalk, best known for the Cyclone, its wooden roller coaster, and the Wonder Wheel, a seaside landmark. Astroland's 22 rides and 3 game arcades provided jobs for up to 300 people. The amusement park was a family venture. In 2006, its owners, Jerome and Carol Albert, sold the land to real estate developer Thor Equities for about $30 million. The Alberts had retained rights to operate the park, but disagreements over the terms of the lease and worries about the developer's ultimate plans for the site led to Astroland's demise. Carol Albert said she was forced to close permanently on Sunday because the real estate firm refused to meet to discuss her lease, which expires at the end of this year. She says an answer was imperative, since she was waiting to order equipment for repairs and also wanted to give her employees an answer about their future.
I had indicated there would come a day when I'd have to form a deadline, and I did, and there was no response to the deadline. So, we had to end the park and move out before the lease is up.
The men and women who collect tickets and operate the rides at Astroland said they were devastated to learn it would be closing. Albert says she hopes to sell the park in its entirety, but may have to sell each ride individually at auction.
My father-in-law and my husband made all the choices about what rides were going to be here and where they were going to be placed. It's an expression of a vision, and I'd like to keep it together.
Although Astroland is departing, the Cyclone and the Wonder Wheel will stay in operation. Both of the vintage attractions were given city landmark status and cannot be demolished. Astroland has been the biggest amusement center on Coney Island, which is a favorite holiday destination for Americans in New York since the 19th century. It is the birthplace of the hot dog and is known for its kitschy rides, street performers, sand beaches, and family-friendly atmosphere. Charles Denson, a Coney Island historian and author of the book Coney Island Lost and Found, says the area's amusement parks were special because they were affordable and accessible to everyone, including, in recent years, an increasing number of Russians and other foreign-born Americans. Denson says there is growing concern that as the amusement industry wanes, developers may seek to build more generic stores and condominium apartments in the neighborhood.
It's really sad, but symbolically, besides the obvious problem with losing Astroland, is that this could be a signal that they really don't want amusements here, or if they do, it'll be some sort of branding thing where they have a few kiddie rides on the boardwalk and it's overshadowed by condos and a shopping mall. It's not what Coney Island is about.
Thor Equities cannot be reached for comment, but the development group issued a statement saying it was in touch with numerous amusement park operators to discuss a permanent year-round development. But Astroland's final chapter may still be to come. A few days after the park's announced closure, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said hope is not yet lost and that city officials are trying to step in and get a one-year renewal of Astroland's lease. Victoria Cavalier, VOA News, New York.